Father, we praise you. We glorify your name. We invite your presence into our midst. Lord God, reign from within our souls. Lord God, let it be anointed, destroy every yoke. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for every blessing, Lord God, for we know that all good things cometh from above. So, Father, let the windows of heaven open themselves up tonight and bless us beyond measure. Father, we thank and we praise you. So enter into this praise and into this worship, Father. Lord God, and we praise and give you glory for it, Father. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory. You deserve the power as we lift our hands in worship just to magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the power as we lift our hands in worship just to magnify your name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, just to magnify your name, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, just to magnify your name, for you are great. That sings and it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was blind, but now I think I see. Oh, when we've been there 10,000 years, Christ shined again. Father, we thank you on tonight, and we magnify your name, oh God, for the power of God that's about to enhance our lives. So, Father, we glorify you tonight, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on and give God some more praise tonight. As we prepare to go to the throne of God in prayer, I'm going to ask Reverend Graham to come take some requests to the throne of God. If you know someone that needs prayer tonight, stand in the gap for them and believe that God's going to provide and meet their needs, spiritual, physical, and financial.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for another day. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for just being God. Oh God, we just thank you for all the lives that you have touched, Father God, and we pray, Father God, for those who are sick, that's on the prayer list, Father God. Touch them, heal them, Father God. Raise them up, Father God, for the testimony, Father God, of your healing grace. Father God, we thank and praise you, oh God, for every member here. We pray that you move by your spirit. Father God, we pray that you touch Reverend Grant. Father God, touch her, Father God, strengthen her. Father God, we pray, and we know that the word will restore, renew, and revive. So, Father God, give us an ear to hear. Father God, we thank and praise you, oh God, for your love and your compassion. We thank you, oh God, for being the author and the finisher of our faith. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that we don't leave here the way we came. And we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for moving by your spirit in advance. We thank you, Jesus. It is so. Amen. Amen.
I told her she ain't gonna fall on my ship. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God while you're still standing. We're going to bring on the woman of God. I thank God for this woman of God. She's real. And we just have such a good time together. She thinks I'm crazy. I think she's crazy. We're both probably a little bit right. But amen, God uses the crazy people to bless those that think they're sane.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want you to put your hands together tonight and welcome the woman of God, the evangelist Denise, and she comes to minister to you.
Praise him, for he is worthy. Hallelujah. Before we sit down, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. You may be seated. Amen. It's a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to be in the house of God and to be able to give God's word. Amen. And to see everyone. When I look out there, I see God's glory all over each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Last night we spoke about being on your guard and standing strong and being a man in God, amen? I like being a woman, don't get me wrong. I am woman. But when we're in our maturity in Christ, we have to grow up. And that's what it was about, growing up and doing everything in love. And if there's anything in this revival, or really in our entire worship, we should become lovesick. Woo, hallelujah. We should be lovesick in Jesus.
Yes.
Lovesick for Jesus. Lovesick for the things of God. And lovesick for our brothers and sisters, that when we don't get to see them, we still can feel them. Amen. If we have compassion, is able to go out to those that don't know them. We're lovesick with God so much that we can't help ourselves but to cry out for souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all thought I was giving that word to Tony, didn't you? It was for every one of us, amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Now you know why the pastor says I'm real. I can only be me.
Amen.
You have to be you, and that's what makes us all work good together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to give honor where honor is due tonight, and I know you know all the preachers that are here, but my brother and my sister-in-law came in, and they're both preachers. Hallelujah. You get a chance, go and see them. And wonderful working the gifts, beautiful singers, everything. Preachers, the word comes flowing, and so does the anointing. Amen?
Amen.
You can't, that's why I had those four up here working with me, because when the power of God is there and you begin to feel how it operates and you begin to experience how to let go in it, you'll flow in it.
Yes.
Amen. And they flow in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they work good together.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Ma, would you stand up, please? Sister Farley, this is a woman who raised me up. I got to work under her and her husband. You gotta blame her. I love you, Ma.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we have to take. We cannot dissect the word. We cannot separate the word. We cannot take what we choose to and throw away the rest.
Amen. That's
it's
right.
Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When pastors or preachers or evangelists are speaking to us, they are God's mouthpiece. When teachers are up in here teaching, they are God's mouthpiece. If it does not bear witness with your spirit, then you do not take it as God.
Right.
Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, if it comes from you, Pastor, I'm going to eat it.
Amen. I know that.
But if it doesn't, I'm going to spew it out.
Yeah.
just like he would. Amen?
Amen.
So if everything doesn't come out of here that is the truth, you don't have to eat it. If you're not sure, ask someone. You won't offend me? Okay. Hallelujah. Now, after Jesus was tempted and he gave the devil the word, he kept tempting him. And he kept giving him the word. And then he rebuked him and told him to get away from me. And after he left, Jesus was able to get about his business. Amen? And he gave us the Beatitudes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to draw your attention to chapter 5, verse 6. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are we hungering and thirsting after for? Are we hungering and thirsting after God's righteousness, after God's word, or are we hungering and thirsting after the things of the world? Are we spiritually drained because we seek places that there's a famine in the land? Because then all we have to do is go and sit in and become comfortable. We don't have to work. We don't have to get up. We don't have to dig. We don't have to obey this. Ooh, the Holy Ghost. You don't have to obey Him. You can do what you want when you leave here. It doesn't matter. But when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. You shall be satisfied. You shall hunger and thirst for more, but you're still satisfied. Why? Because you know it's God, and you know you can continue to go back to Him and get more whenever you need it. You know you're going to grow. But you got enough for today. And you're going to give it out. And when you give it out, some more is going to, more will come flowing back in. The more you walk in obedience, the more hunger and thirsting you're going to do after righteousness. Because you're going to see the glory of God coming forth. You're going to feel His presence. The more you get out with God's people, instead of sitting at home, having the molly grubs, listening to the spirits that come flowing through the door, because you're all alone.
Yeah.
Don't think they won't. They will. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because I've been there. I was up north of Traverse City, in the woods. My husband had a truck drive. My kids were grown. Yes, I was. Good thing I had the church to run. So I spent a lot of time with God. But those spirits didn't let up on me. Amen? Hallelujah. In John 6 and 27, it says, meat, do not labor for meat that perishes, but meat that is everlasting. We have to hunger and thirst for something that is going to be everlasting. That when we give it out, it's still there. That when we stand in it, it doesn't go away. It doesn't vanish. Because it becomes stronger. It's everlasting. It stays in there. And the next thing you know, I don't have to look to my word to remember that scripture. Because it's everlasting. It just becomes a strong meat in me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be satisfied. In Psalm 17 and 15, it says, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied. When we begin to seek God, it seems like we first come into Him because maybe we had to. There was so much going wrong in our lives that, well, we better do something. So we become into Him and we're seeking His hands to fix everything. But once we're in there after a while, we see how everything operates and we try to control it maybe. Get it all mixed up. Get carnality in with the spirit. Your righteousness becomes a little tainted. And then we realize we got to go back and seek His face once again. We got to go back and seek the cross once again. We got to go back and get this purified because it's righteousness that we're seeking. And I guess that really wasn't righteousness, but I just was walking in. We have to remember what we preached last night. We have to be on our guard.
that it doesn't enter in here. We have to let God rise above it, no matter what the emotions are, that no matter what the enemy tries to bring in like a flood and hit those emotions and push every button you have, you're going to rise up in love.
Amen.
The standard of love.
Yeah.
Again, when you're satisfied, it's a standard of love that you're satisfied with. And you're reaching for that high mark and the high calling.
That's right.
You know that you can't reach for it unless it's pure love. You can't stand in it unless it's pure love.
Amen.
You're going to fall. You're going to have to get back up and say, I'm sorry. And yes, I did repent and have to tell my brother-in-law I'm sorry for being snippy about my time alone with God. It still wasn't right. I still should have been able to control this vessel.
Amen.
And I got to do that today, and he said, oh, it's all right. I guess you got a lot going on with me and Joe to deal with. Yes, I do, God. God bless him. Then we're all working out in the yard. The righteousness got passed on. Not only will you be filled, but your righteousness will overflow onto others. And they'll begin to think about what they say and do. And the next thing you know, he lost his temper with a young man that was working for him. And he left. And I went out, took more time away from God, and went out there and said, it'll be all right. Come on, let's fix this. Well, he didn't want me to. Yes, we're going to fix it. And then Joel came out and said, oh, it'll be all right. And we worked together and we got it done. And he came back and he said, it's beautiful. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah.
Joel said, oh, well, thank you. And the kid didn't know what to do. And I burst out laughing. Next thing I know, the neighbors on the porch laughing. And we all just began to laugh at ourselves. That we got caught up in the heat. And everything that pushed our buttons. Amen.
Amen.
The standard. There's a standard of love. And when we eat and drink spiritually, that standard of love just overflows. Your cup overflows. Hallelujah. We become lovesick. In Song of Solomon 2 and 4, it says, he brought me into the banquet house, and his banner over me was love. His banner over me was love. The blood-stained banner that Jesus has us to carry is love. Woo, hallelujah. His blood covers us. Why is it his blood? Because he laid down his life for us. Are we willing to lay down our life for one another? Were you willing to come out here tonight? Maybe you had something else to do for God. You said, I want to come and honor God. I want to come and honor the woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to come and lay down my life for my friends. That's one thing I tell some young people. I said, Joe's rough around the edges. And you may not always understand him. But I know that man right there would jump in front of a bullet for somebody he didn't even know or somebody that tried to kill him.
Amen.
It's the truth. I can't take that away from him. That's the love of God. I don't care about all the rest of it. God looks at his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Man.
I didn't fall in love with him. I fell in love with the God in him.
Amen.
When the God is no longer there, I told him. You can ask him, Joe, what's the matter? I don't love you. What? Oh, I love you? What are you talking about? I'm not in love with you.
Right.
What a thing to say to me. I said, there's not that much God left in there, Joe.
Right.
We ain't all that.
Right.
I'm sure if God wasn't in here, you wouldn't love me either.
Right.
I'm telling you the truth.
Real.
I'm being real.
Amen.
Because I know how rotten I can be.
Right.
Amen.
Be quiet, Pastor. One amen's enough.
I was going to say amen too.
And my brother's sitting back there quiet. You can see his wife's pinching him probably. Do not say nothing. It's the truth. The love of God is in us. Then the people will love us. Because your love will heap coals of fire upon their head. And they, if they continue to be mean, you just keep doing it. Pretty soon, they'll get so frustrated, they won't know what to do but love you back. And if they don't do it at that moment, you'll see it one day and you won't recognize them. Because the love of God will change what they even look like. Woo! Hallelujah! I've had that experience. My brother went into my eldest brother's house after he got delivered from demons. And my brother said to my middle brother, Frank, he says, "So how's Mike doing?" And they thought he was joking. My brother Mike was sitting right next to him. The love of God changed his looks, his appearance. If you've ever seen anybody that died in Christ, they might not look the same in their casket. Because the love of God is out of them. Nothing but ashes left. Amen.
Amen.
We are what we eat and drink. We are what we put into one another. The body of Christ I'm speaking about. The body of Christ cannot run on emptiness of famine. If you're thirsty, you better go to the well that never runs dry. We are overcome by His loving presence. He overcomes all our needs and our weaknesses. He lifts it off of us, and we become love-struck and love-sick. The banquet house, when He took us into the banquet house, when you came to Jesus and He took you before the Father, you were in this banquet house. That's where they take royal friends. They took them there to drink. We drink of the fruit of the vine. Woo, glory be to God. We drink of the blood. Woo, hallelujah, the communion of Jesus. When we go into the banquet house, we are going into the very most high place in God. And He is presented, Jesus is presenting us to Him. And when He took me in there, I knew that He loved me. I didn't want to go back. I knew that banner over me was love. I knew something had changed in here. And I was no longer the same. And neither was Joe. We came to Jesus at the same time in a church. Hallelujah. We became love-struck, love-sick. Where we went places, our zeal was there. Amen. We need to keep that zeal. I believe one of the preachers preached that here. I'm not sure who it was, Brother Rutherford. And keep it and let it work for us. Not people say, oh, they're overzealous. So what? Let them be. If you saw me on the way here, you would have said, she's just too much. That's okay. My son used to go, Mom, she's a trip. Because I'd be in the back seat on the way to church, and the power of God would hit me, and I'd be all over the back seat. Thank you, Jesus. The more I said thank you, the more I was all over. Same thing happened on the way in. I didn't even expect it. Joe was telling me people had to work tomorrow, you know. What are you talking about? I'm trying to get the mind of Christ. I don't even understand what you're saying. And then the Lord let me understand. I said, would you be quiet? Leave me alone. Started praising God. Got around the corner here. 75 and whatever. 7 mile here. Power of God hit me. I said, thank you, Jesus. He just looked at me. Come down again. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that was good. He's just looking at me now, you know. Like, all right. Third time he comes down and hits me again. He goes, do you have to do that in here? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I told you God fights my battles. But they're always in love. Amen? I come home from a revival down in West Virginia. Joe had to go with me. And I had to go give some word. And there was feuding in the church. And the power of God rose up in me and gave word, and everybody in there was just like, my God. And he's like, you get the pew. We're going to get thrown out of here. So it'll be all right, Joe. They thanked me for it, and all was well. And on the way home, a little lady had spoke to me, and she said, Sister Grant, you prayed for me, and I got to go to the doctor. And when I get there, you told me I'm going to be healed. I said, I didn't tell you. The Spirit of the Lord told you that. Now it's up to you to receive it.
I know, amen.
So when she got there, she says, well, when I get there and they tell me, I said, I don't care what they tell you. You tell them I'm healed.
Right.
And when you do, and they tell you, yes, you are, okay, it'll be confirmed. She said, God's going to confirm it to you when it happens, and He'll let you know. I said, okay. We're going down the highway. You know, we come to one of those toll booths where it comes down and stops you. She must have got healed. It got confirmed. They come down in that car. I was all over the place. And they're going, come on, go on. My glasses were in the back window. And here's Joe. Doesn't that hurt? No, no. God will confirm it. Amen. Yeah. He let me know she got healed. He keeps his word. It's us that don't. Yeah. He's lovesick over us. He gave his only begotten son,
yeah.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know. God was going to take mine. I couldn't have any to stay here. Praise God.
Amen.
Yet he gave his to come in here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm selfish, I suppose. Amen. God will have to work on me.
Amen.
When we become lovesick, we're in a new world. We begin to understand the scriptures a whole lot better.
Yes, we
do. I wasn't even able to comprehend with the especially the King James Version. And then I could pick it up and everything became alive.
Amen.
Yeah.
I understood it. Even with the these and those. I understood what it meant. In Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk in that pit. Oh, Lord, teach us, Lord, to wait. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That became alive to me. That became real. He began to show me. He became lovesick with me, and I became lovesick with him. And when I saw those scriptures, I said, I want to experience those things. Little did I know what I was going to have to go through. But it taught me his love. It taught me his patience. It taught me his kindness. It taught me all the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
And I began to see him work in everyone around me.
Yes.
Amen. In Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Right.
I saw him fighting my battles. All I had to do was keep my mouth shut. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Keep your mouth shut. Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand in love. When they're saying mean things to you, give them the word of God. Sometimes you may have to take authority. And as mothers and fathers, we do. What's our responsibility to our families? Amen.
Amen.
Ruth and Jerry can tell you, I wasn't the easiest pastor. When someone got in my pulpit and tried to take over, I pulled them up. Right by the back of the neck.
Amen.
No. And I didn't say thank you or please either. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a fortress, and the godly run to him and are safe. We understand what the banner is. We understand what the banqueting hall is when we are able to run to our God and be safe. I can imagine in Song of Solomon when the king took the young lady and she felt safe. She felt everything was going to be all right. That's how we are when we come to God. We know everything is going to be all right at that moment. Nobody can slap the smile off our face. And you certainly can slap it off mine. The next morning I woke up and said, whoa, I'm in a new world. It's true. The word is true. I'm in a new world. Amen. Hallelujah. Being in a new world is great. You can be so joyful. You don't have to have the cares of the world push you down and stomp all over you. And if they try to, you can still be joyful. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's praise him.
Glory.
He is worthy. In Psalms 84:2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. He's a living God. Our soul faints for it. Our soul cries out for it. We cry out for life. If there's something dead, we don't want it. We're no longer in a dead relationship. We have a communion with God that's so alive. He's there no matter what hour you wake up. He doesn't sleep.
Amen.
He's continuously working. He doesn't rest on the Sabbath. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, I can do this because my Father does it all the time. When they tried to tell him he couldn't work on the Sabbath, he was going to work. Amen. In Matthew 11 and 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I love that. I can find rest in every storm. I can find rest whatever I'm going through. When my son was about to die, I found rest. Don't think I didn't fall against the hospital walls from time to time. But I still found that place that I could run into. I could still go under the shadow of the Almighty and find rest. Amen? It's not enough to look at the shadow. It's not enough to pass by the shadow. You have to get under the shadow of the Almighty to understand. Glory be to God to understand what it's all about. If you don't get under the shadow of the Almighty and sit under that shade, when it's hot out, you won't know what shade is. Ooh, hallelujah. You won't know what love is. You won't know what comfort is. You won't have any idea. Sister Ruth, I want you to come here right now. Hallelujah. Somebody better come behind her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jared, you got to come too. I'm going to pray with your wife first, but this is, listen to the word, please. Hallelujah. First of all, we're going to address some issues in your body. Heavenly Father, as she lifts up her hands to you, Lord, I just ask that you bring a total healing in her. That you put back everything the way it was created. You take away all the pain. Hallelujah. Because most of this is from stress. Hallelujah. And yes, us preachers do get under stress. We have to know what to do with it. She's been putting it in the place where God wouldn't be able to move. Hallelujah. But these vessels are not made for the anointing, and they're not made for all that stress either. Amen? And we take it both of them. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove every situation now. All that with her son shall be done. He's yours, Lord. She gave him to you. She dedicated him to you. She raised him in the admonition of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So much peace in your house. And in your days, even at the church. Oh. Don't worry. There's a place for your body. Believers to go to. Hallelujah. Come here, Brother Jerry. Hallelujah. You gotta watch out, it gets worse than me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready for him. Hallelujah. Father God, this is my brother. You said to bless him because he's been standing faithful. You preached a word Sunday, and the Lord said he showed you a few people that had hit its mark. And you wondered if it did, it did. Keep preaching. Keep teaching. Oh, glory be to God. Heavenly Father, give him his new home for himself and his wife, for his children and his grandchildren. Give them a new home to go to. Meet all their needs, Lord Jesus, because he's been faithful. And Heavenly Father, give them a place of worship.
Yeah.
Turn it. The devil is a liar and the father of it. You do not have any more symptoms that were trying to come back from before.
Hallelujah.
This is not the truth. I'm healed. I'm healed.
Hallelujah. They cut a bunch out and it was still in there. And he took treatments and everything, and Ruth would faithfully pray with them that whatever they put in wouldn't cause any harm, and if it was going to harm him or the glory of God, that they couldn't, Jerry couldn't receive it, and he could not take it. And God has healed him. Give God a hand. When you're faithful to God, he's faithful to you.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you won't walk through the storms.
Amen.
You will.
Amen.
You'll find your rest. You'll find the place of rest. When we come into those places, there's a table. When we come into the banquet house, we've seen the table that was set before us. And Brother Rutherford preached, this is the table that we got to reach to.
That's right.
This is the table we get our milk and our meat and our fruit from. But in a vision, you would see the master's table. And you would see it all lined up. And in that place of the courthouse, everything is in royal apparel. Amen. Amen. You're going to rejoice. You're going to know that you're going to be well taken care of. We had another message that we are royal priesthood. We are royalty. We don't have to walk around with our heads hanging down.
Amen.
We should be our heads straight up.
That's right.
When they call for special offerings, Joe come up and got one for the Texas, for the church. And I'm not saying this to say, look at us, I'm trying to teach you something here. I sat back there. I didn't get moved on. But when I got moved on, I stood straight up strong and him up here. Didn't mean I had it to give. And a few others didn't have it to give either. But they stood up strong and come up here because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon you. That's what we're to walk in. We're not to let go of it.
Right.
We can walk in that at all times. And when we do, that's when we learn how to walk, have divine health. Hallelujah. If they took all the things at the doctors, my eyes are not supposed to be able to see. Because I have high pressures for glaucoma that are so high, they had like eight doctors looking in my eyes at once, and I began to laugh. Because it wouldn't go away. Like, let me out of here. They're all looking at me, breathing on me. Because they were amazed. There was no damage. They told me they should cut me in half because I have all these things wrong inside, that this half shouldn't even be working. Yes, I have flare-ups, and I have lots of pain at times. But when I go and get alone with God, or I get joyful in God, woo, hallelujah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to be in here in a wheelchair. Amen?
Yeah.
You can go into the banquet house and know that the banner over you is love at any time you want to. We don't do it enough. Yes, we're coming in here. Yes, we're hearing the word. But sometimes we're not coming in here with the right attitude.
Right, exactly. Yeah, amen.
We're not coming in here joyful to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I come to the back door and I start acting up. She says, get in here. Mr. Jordan, get in here. Every time you act up, we have one of those services. That's right. Because the music's already going if I'm late. Or it's going right on time and I'm right on time. We'll join in together. Amen? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You're taking the house of the Lord with you at all times. Woo! At all times. Hallelujah. So you can rejoice at all times. You can be glad at all times. Let's get the word straight. Let's really realize what it is. We like to take it and use it in such carnal ways. Hallelujah. We begin to sing praises to God. The song just automatically starts coming forth. They tease me because most of the people that come in there are men with Don and Joe, you know. I just get beside myself. I don't care if they're sinners or not. They're going to see me singing and praising. I don't even realize it half the time I'm singing. And some of them are Christians. They came here and worshiped with us, took us to a picnic. And I didn't realize I'm in that lady's house singing away. There's our band. They're just looking. They go, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. She's one of those. I don't get so heavenly minded I have no earthly good.
Right.
But I'm
right.
going to get joyful.
Right.
I walked in there and I felt the spiritual warfare. Because there was a man that wanted to wear his on his shirt sleeve. Yeah. And then they found out, yeah, I was one of those. because nobody wanted to tell them to be quiet. And I said, you can preach without saying a word. Nobody wanted to turn and look. So we knew you were a troublemaker. The man, after that, settled down, and everybody enjoyed themselves.
Right, exactly. Man.
Amen. Hallelujah. God will have his way.
Amen.
Obey him.
Yeah.
I didn't hurt that man. That man, somebody else should have done that a long time ago. And if that was my house, it would have been done.
Exactly.
Should have been heard. They didn't kick me out even. I've been kicked out.
I'm sure.
It's all good. God went with me. We have to understand that for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. That is Psalms 84:10. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Sister Jordan is back there as our doorkeeper.
Amen.
She could go anywhere and do anything. She's faithfully here doing everything. And don't you think she don't take you home with her? I know she does. When I come in, I go, whoa. I better watch what I do when I walk in this place. That's right. And she has the right. This is her home. This is her home church. I didn't belong here. I better act right when I come in here. I'm sure she would have tucked my shirt to help and said, hey, there's the door. Thank God Jesus is in here. Hallelujah. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. One day better than a thousand. We don't want to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We don't want to go into places that are so wicked. We can't praise God. We can't worship God. We can't let go and let God because it's so thick and so heavy that we can't breathe. Because if we're not built up strong enough, we may become one of those wicked ones in that tent. Now, I'm not saying don't go among sinners, because Jesus did, and I do. And I let my light shine. But when it's so wicked, I say, I ain't going there. No way. They're only going there for one reason and one reason only. And that's not the God I serve. My God isn't calling me there. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Understand, believers are beautiful. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. When we look at our brothers and sisters in Christ, we are looking at beauty. Not only is their face beautiful because we see Jesus, but if they're a preacher or they're a teacher or they're a witness and they're testifying of God, their feet are beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. And you can preach without using words. You walk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I've had people come up to me in the grocery store and ask me to pray for them, and I'm looking at them like, are you serious? They didn't know me from anywhere. Got right on their knees. So I know I don't know you, but here I am. Okay. So you will have those experiences because people will see them in you. And I know some of you have. Amen?
Amen.
Again, it is not enough to pass by his shadow. If you don't understand the shadow of the Almighty, then you need to go to the scripture where Peter's shadow fell upon everyone. And they were healed. That was God's spirit in Peter, casting that shadow. Woo, hallelujah. And if that shadow was healing those that were passing by, what was it doing for Peter in here? Woo, hallelujah. And yet we say we know Christ and we're not walking in him. We're not acting like him. Praise God. We need to start reaching out and becoming lovesick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. You are now lovesick, Lord, because you have overcome. try to harden your heart.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Many lovesick with the body of Christ.
Oh, hallelujah. Your one has so much that is needed for you.
Praise God. She overcame by the blood of the hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb, she overcame.
Tony, did you get to do what you were supposed to today? Tomorrow. Don't wait. When you get an instruction, make sure you get it done. Maybe tomorrow is the day you're supposed to go. I'm not saying it's not. But make sure you don't let it leave your spirit. That's what you need to do. Because sometimes we'll get it in our spirit, we're supposed to do something, and then we'll let it go, and when we don't follow through, it's too late. You gotta say, I told you to move. When I tell you to move, I'm teaching you that you need to move. Woo, hallelujah, you need to move. Amen? Yeah. Sister, would you come up here? Yes, you, looking behind you. I forget your name. But I know you're my sister. I'm terrible with names, but if I see you anywhere, I'll know who you are. I'm good with faces. Brother Grant's the one good with names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might want to remove those glasses.
Oh, Lord.
That's okay. I just don't want to go flying across the room. I don't know what you're going to do. I see how you worship and let go. That's what you need to do when God says, I'm going to bless you. Just take a deep breath. You've been working hard for something specific. There's lots of things that mean, but there's one thing that really on your heart. God says, I made a way for you. Yeah. You don't have to work. Longer and we'll make Brother Grant mad. Amen, Brother Rutherford. Would you come up here, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess I don't need that. Can everybody hear me okay? Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I give you a word about your sons. I don't know.